Good morning. We are going to focus on Rambam Hilchasim Chalitza today. Mainly discuss the din of Chalitza, what it is, how it works. Now, which means that a woman whose husband died and had no children between them, there are no children. So she, according in the time of today, we don't do it, but the mitzvah is that a brother of the deceased should marry her, which is called Yibum. The first time Yibum is mentioned in the Torah, not in the form of Yibum, but in the same idea of Yibum, is by Tamar, that when her husband died, her brother, his brother, married her, that he died, and Yehuda refused to give his younger son to her, and that waited, told her to wait till he grows up, and so forth. Okay, so if we're going to discuss when Chalitza kicks in, but if there is no Yibum, then there has to be Chalitza. Chalitza is a process, as we're going to learn. And this process allows the woman to be free and get married. So, we are in Perek Dalet. We're going to do Halacha Vav. We're going to do a number of halachas just quickly, at least discuss what they are. So, the first one is Ketzat Chilzen. How do we do Chalitza? And he goes on. You bring a shoe made out of leather that has a heel, but there's no flax in it, and he puts it on his right foot, ties the resuas, and he's in Bezdin, and we read to the Yavama from the words of the Torah in Lashon Kodesh, and we make her say Me'ein Yavam, he doesn't want to be Mevyam. And then they read for the Yavam to say, Lechafatzti Lekachto, I don't want to take. And he puts his foot down on the ground. I guess it's the last time he's doing that with her. And she sits down and unties the shoe. Mater says, and she takes off the shoe and she throws it to the ground. And as soon as when most of the heel is removed, the Yavam is mut. After that, she spits facing him, that the spit should be, he should see it. And it goes through the they should both be standing, and the Dayanim have to see this bit. And then we read further, Kachaya Salish. So it should be done to a man who doesn't want to rebuild his build his brother's home, and so on and so forth. Now there's an interesting halacha. That has to be kavona. Tzorech shetiskaven hayivama halacha ches. There has to be done with intent. We're going to see soon what kind of kavana needs. And then he does a review, halachites. Nimtza seder chalitza kachu, and he goes to the whole seder. Now he just gave us a seder. No, yeah. And here comes a very important point. Two important points. Halachi yudbeis. If he does only chalitza, she does only chalitza, she pulls off the shoe. And she didn't read, didn't bit, didn't do anything. She's kosher. And for sure, if she did more, that's enough. Then Allah Yudalid makes a condition to that. As long as they were capable of reading. But if they're not capable of reading, it doesn't matter. Then it's ma'akif. Okay. Now, and then there's an interesting halacha that only a woman who can get Yibum can get Chalitz. And he gives examples where she's not oily Yibum, she's not really Yibum, and therefore, as long as she's not really Yibum, she's not really. It has to be first Yibum, then Chalitz. Okay, these are all the halachas. So the Chalitz is a process. Now, not all of the process is Ma'akev, but it's Ma'akev he can do. Now, he writes, Mishayishamit Reva Ekev, as soon as most of the heel is removed, Hutra Yivam Elazar. She's ready to get married. Next halacha. If he only did Chalitza, V'loi Kara, V'loi Raka Chalitza Asik Sheir, but he just said, Hutra Yivam Elishuk, what does he have to repeat it for? There, we also have to understand, why in Aloha test he goes over that Seyed as we said. Now, there's a Gemara Kedushin that is mind-boggling. Kedushin of Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara wants to know, why does it have to say that a woman can be the husband, the wife can part in two ways. One is he dies, second he gives her a get. Why? But it says there in two ways. Why does it give a number? I mean, anybody reading can figure out that death and get a number two, equal to two. So the Gemara says, Lemiyute Chalitza. Comes to tell you, the Chalitza don't work. Why would we think Chalitza works by marriage? It's because we'd make a Kavachayma from Yavama. Ma Yivama Shaina Yitzhak beget Yitzhak Chalitza Zush Yitzhak beget Zush Yitzhak Chalitza Kamashmala. Maybe Taka. It's a good Kavuchaima. Safer Krisus, safer Karsu in the Rachidus. You need to have a get. So, in other words, we would think there should be Chalitza by a regular husband and wife. No, doesn't work. Paces asks. Okay, you took care of Eishes Ish, that there's no Chalitza. What about Amavriya can make the same Kavachem? Shivchei Kanainas make the same Kavachem? And say that they should go out with Chalitza. In other words, we're going to use Chalitza all over. Okay, now Yeshua says a very nice word. The Gabbatesis question doesn't respond to the Gemara's issue. That doesn't explain that, but that wouldn't be ply because it's only an Indian of Easter. Not it takes away Easter, it doesn't take away Mammon. And Shivcha Kananas and El Mavri are among financial obligations. Okay, it's not our issue right now. I just want to discuss. What in the world is the Gemara thinking? That there's going to be a Chalitza? Me'ein Yivami. spit on him because he doesn't want to. What in the world does that have to do with an Eishes Ish? It's a Pella. Okay, so you're gonna tell me, wait, we learned that only the taking off the shoe is ma'akim. The rest is not relevant if you don't know. It says clearly that you have to be able to do the rest. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It has to be ru'uya. And the Gemara's lashon ru'uya lebila in bila ma'akeves. Another problem. We thus learned you need to be oila le'ibum in order to get chalitza. You have to have the possibility of yibum. Where are the possibility of yibum here? It's marvelous. I want to just preface with a chakira that there's a pace, big pace can argue over. That is the Chacham Tzvi and the Shalom Eishev. What is the kavana here that you need to have that we saw? One is that the kavana is by chalitza. Is a kavana of chalitza, Kenyan, Hakno. I need to know that I'm, what's going on here. There's a Hakno. He's, there's a transaction, so to speak. Separation between him and her. Or it's a Kavanas HaMitzvah. And they go into details what the difference is halachically. There's interesting issues here, which I'm not going to get into. I just want to bring out the thought. But that leads us to the following. And I want to preface by going back to Perek Aleph and noting something in Perek Aleph, which is really interesting. Rambam Perek Aleph in Hilchas Yibum. Mitzvahs esem and ateres yav modem eishes ochir. The person, there's a mitzvah. Loi rotsa liyav oi shaloi rotsas hi. Hareza chelitz. Vakakakti muteres lachir. Now, the Rambam is very organized, but here he seems to be not organized, at least it seems. I mean, he hasn't introduced chalitza. He hasn't even told us there's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Halacha Beis should have begun with mitzvah asay min ha'Torah lachlitz im lo yiratzeh liyaveh. And then he explains. And then will be mutaris. That's all he should have done. Here he writes a whole introduction. Okay. And then, as an afterthought, hey, wait, I have to tell you, there's extra words here that could have been easily avoided with one statement. So perhaps. We can say that there are two dinim in chalitza. There is, and that's what the Rambam does over there in Halacha Beis. He's very exact. First is the din of hakno, as we said. There's a transaction. Then there's a mitzvah. Chalitza has two parts to it. Now, where the Rambam gets it, it's not my business. It's his business. But that's what L'Chair is saying in Halacha Beis in Perek Aleph. That there are two dinim. There's the first part, lo yiratzeh liyav, take care of her with chalitza. Then there's a second din, there's a mitzvah. It's so blatantly clear that the Rambam is putting the mitzvah after he talks about chalitza, that the mitzvah is a separate point. If so, we can explain what's going on here. When he says that perhaps that's the act of haknah. But there could have been a condition to that, just like there are tnoim. There's a tnai, you got to finish up the mitzvah. In other words, the act of hutra lazar that he spoke about in Perek Beis, yes, that's only one act. But there could have been a svar to say that since the Torah gave a mitzvah, that mitzvah is conditional. You got to finish up the mitzvah. It's like a tanai on the haknah. So that's when he comes along in Halacha Yud Beis. Says no, it's not a tanai. It doesn't work as a tanai. And that is his chiddush. And that's why in Halacha Tes he goes back onto the Seder, because now he's giving only the mitzvah. He's going through the mitzvah. Before that he was mixing, just giving you all the things because he's trying to get you a clarity of what helps and how it helps. So in the end, the matir of chalitza is the chalitza sanal. It's just the mishyamat revan eker. And the other ones are all the matir of chalitza. They are all part of mitzvah's chalitza. So now we can understand the Sugin Kedushin. If we were to learn Chalitza to Eishes Ish from Amar Vriya, we wouldn't be learning the mitzvah of Chalitza. We'd learn the matter of Chalitza. Of course the mitzvah is not Shaykh to Eishes Ish. Oh, the matter. We can learn how. Chalitza is now. And since we wouldn't be learning the mitzvah, there wouldn't have been a din that there's any havamina being ma'akiv, it's not negay any of this thing. And also, it wouldn't be negay the fact that they're not a libum. Because that's in the mitzvah, not in the matir. Perhaps. And that way, the sugya, the Rama fits in very well. It makes a lot of sense. Anyway, Zayt gives him the shtark. Hatzlocha Rabbah.